Airport Heights Community Council President Garen Tarr delivered a resolution supporting the final redistricting plan. The plan moved the Penland Park Mobile Home Park from the Airport Heights Assembly District into the downtown district. Tarr.
We had discussed that at our meeting and understood that because of Department of Justice needs to, you know, not be malapportioned, that we would need to have that separation to make the numbers match up. So we'd prefer, because they're part of our community council area, to have everybody together, but understand that due to those restrictions, that that's not possible.
The redistricting plan passed 10-1, with Assemblymember Patrick Flynn the only no vote. Next, the Assembly considered two proposals by Assemblymember Chris Birch that would amend the municipal charter and create single-member districts for both the Assembly and the school board by way of ballot propositions. Birch argued that 11 single-member districts with three-year terms would ensure more accountability. Birch's Assembly district proposal didn't make it to a vote, but the Assembly did adopt Flynn's version that would mandate three-year terms. Birch also proposed a charter amendment that would expand the school board from 7 to 11 members and align members to districts similar to existing assembly districts. Right now, school board members are elected by voters citywide. School board member Natasha von Imhoff spoke out against it.
What I can speak right now is that the school board, how it stands now, works. We put our cap on that we represent every student. We divvy up the city and try to take an overall view.
Some assembly members argued that increasing the number of school board members and aligning them with more neighborhoods could increase diversity on the school board. The proposal was voted down with 4 in favor and 7 against. Community member David Neese told the assembly that, regardless of their rejection, he's gathering signatures for petitions to get versions of both the assembly and school board single-member propositions on the April 2nd municipal ballot. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.